This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Dalet, and hey, Lo Yisa'asun Kein LaHashem Elokeichem. You should not do so to Hashem, your God. This pasuk is coming in the aftermath of the command to destroy the altars and the avodah zarahs of the foreign gods that are planted in your land. However, Lo Yisa'asun Kein LaHashem Elokeichem, of course, you cannot do this to the holy objects of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But interestingly, the pasuk then says, Ki im el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. Now Rashi says the pasuk Lo Yisa'asun Kein is a warning l'moicheikas Hashem. It's a warning against erasing the name of God. So then what is the juxtaposition of Ki im el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem? Says the Maloy ha'omer of Ari Leib Tzins. He says, Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Sukkah and Nun Gimel Amar Aleph a story that when David HaMelech was digging the Shittin, so the Tehoim threatened to overflow and to flood the world. So Achitofel made the following Kavachomer. He says, Umadach, to make peace between a husband and wife, you're allowed to erase the name of Hashem. Alachas Kama Vakama, to make peace with Kol Ha'olam Kulay, you could certainly erase the name of Hashem. Says Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tzins, Lo Yisa'asun Kein LaHashem Elokeichem. You cannot do so for Hashem. This is a warning against erasing the name of Hashem. But there is a place that you might be allowed to erase the name of Hashem. Ki im el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, there will be a heter to erase the name of Hashem in order to preserve the whole world. So this Kavachomer of Achitofel is Merumaz in the Pasuk, wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.